Colossians chapter 2. Verse 1. For I would attempt great fights or great conflicts for the Lord. A great conflict is a great thing. It's at least a conflict and it's great. Once you see the word great, it's a great thing. Attempt great things. We haven't specified which things. Yes. Now, it says, I would that you knew what great conflict I have for you and for them that are at Laodicea and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh. Verse 2. That their hearts might be comforted, knit together in love, unto all the riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ. Verse 3. In whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Now change the version. Let's see what it says. For Colossians 2 verse 1. Maybe to help you a little. Beautiful. Colossians 2 verse 1. Let me tell you how hard I have worked for you and the people and for all the others who don't know me personally. How hard I have worked. Alright. King James says conflict. Change the version. Another version. I want you to know how great a struggle I have on your behalf. Huh? For those who are at Laodicea and for all those who have not personally seen my face. Everybody say struggle.
Struggle.
Fight.
Fight.
Conflict.
Conflict.
Yes. Now those of you who want peace.
Hey.
Peace, just peace and happiness. I think you have to join another church. It's true. Because in this church, we want to fight a good fight for God. Paul says, fight the good fight of faith. I'm sure Mr. Mann will find that scripture. Fight a good fight. And Paul said, I want you to know how great a struggle. But even the King James says, change it back to King James, brother man. Brother man, change it back to King James. Beautiful. Fantastic. Wonderful. I want you to know what great conflict. Now, why would he say that? Because anytime you see a man of God preaching, you have no idea the kind of conflict unless you are a man of God and unless you have eyes to see. Yeah. You need eyes. A spiritual man must have eyes. You know, one day I was with a pastor and he told me he was walking down the street and he saw a man he did not know. And then he heard a voice saying, this man is a dead man. And he was wondering, what? What is that? And he continued. And just when he went by, a car came and knocked the man. Who he had seen the man and he said, this man is a dead man. So why is he a dead man? I don't know why he's a dead man. He just walked on. And a couple of minutes later, a car came, knocked him, killed him instantly. He was dead. But God showed him, this man is dead. He's walking, but he's dead. Now, a few days ago, I was somewhere and I was looking at somebody. I was just staring at the person. Then suddenly I saw death all over the person. Death. And I said, why? Why? What is that? I'm talking about having eyes. I didn't even know anything about them. Then the next moment I look at the person, everything, the person seemed totally normal. I said, but I saw something. That evening, the same day, but I thought to myself, was that a word of knowledge? And I thought to myself, if something happens to this man in some time to come, I may know whether I was imagining or it was like I saw this dead, he's dead. But that very evening, somebody told me, this man is a dead man, and he told me why. He told me like 4 or 5 reasons why he's dead. As he was dead, as sitting there. It looked normal, but he was dead. So sometimes when you don't have spiritual eyes, things go on around you and you can't see. You think everything is okay. But I want you to know that there is no one who is really working for God who is having it easy. That's why I said, those of you who want to have it easy, can I have some sheet of paper? Give me a blank sheet. Okay. And then a pen. 1, 2. I need 2 pens. No, just 2 pens. You can write your name here if you want to have things easy. And I'm writing as resignation. Come, my dear, who gave me the paper? Resignation sheet. Write on it, resignation sheet. Spell it right, resignation sheet. Resignation sheet 1. Let's go around it. What's your name?
Marilyn.
Marilyn?
Yeah.
Is there anybody here who wants to resign from Christ? Marilyn is ready to write your name on this sheet. Raise your hand and she's coming to write your name. You want things easy? You sure you don't want to resign? I've got a relationship. You can write your name. Say, I resign from Christ. You sure you want to stay on? You sure you want to continue? You don't want problem? You don't want to resign to have go back into peace? You sure? Marilyn, it looks like nobody wants to join your sheet. Wow. You want peace? Listen, Paul said, I want you to know not just an ordinary conflict, a great conflict, great conflict, great conflict. Amen.
Amen.
So those, sometimes you see what happens is that you withdraw from the battle of Christ only into another conflict about your own life. Yes. I'm struggling. I have fights. I have issues. I have conflict. Many things. But it's all for his sake. All my struggles have to do with Christ. Serving him. Yes. Nothing is peaceful. When I analyze my life, I can only say my life is one long fight. It's amazing. But it doesn't look like that. It's because you don't have spiritual eyes to see. If you have spiritual eyes, you will know nobody can do these things unless he's fighting something. True. One day I was watching Benny Hinn on television. You know Benny Hinn? I was watching him on television. I remember one day, and I looked at, and as I looked twice, I can remember. One time he was being interviewed on God TV, and another time he was doing something else. But when I looked at him, something said to me, this man has a lot of fights, conflicts for God. I didn't know anything about him. But one day I met him, I was with him like for 3 hours. When he spoke, I said, wow. In fact, he told me, a pastor told him he had never heard of such problems before. The kind of problem that he was fighting. He had not heard of it before as a pastor. And there are problems like that. No one has heard of it before. So, you want things easy? You have to go and join another religion. That's why I brought your sheet. Marilyn, come back with your sheet. Is it Marilyn or Marilyn? How do you spell Marilyn?
M-A-R-I.
Marilyn. That's my sister's name. Yeah. Okay. Is there anybody who wants to resign from Jesus, please? Marilyn here is ready to write your name down. Write from Christ here. Right? I resign from Christ. I resign from Christ. Yes. I resign from Christ. So that I can have peace. In this life. All right. Is there anybody like that who wants to, you want to step back because of your problems so that you can have a good, peaceful life? You sure? Marilyn, check this area.
Anyone?
Anyone?
No. Anyone? Anyone?
You sure you want to stay in Christ? Because you got a good opportunity.
Yeah. Anyone?
Nobody wants to resign?
No one.
As a pastor, there's this pastor.
Yeah, do you want to resign?
Amen. Nobody wants to resign. Listen, it's better to fight for a good fight than to fight a foolish fight for nothing. Yes, over nothing. Marilyn, I'm sorry, nobody is joining. Okay, you have to go back. So in Australia, let's fight. Let's fight. So, you know, my wife doesn't like traveling, you know. I don't want to disturb our love. You know? I want to come back home at 5 o'clock every day. You know? I get a kiss at the door. Mm-hmm. You know, my family is the most important to me, you know. Really? You know, I want to have peace, you know, my children and my life. It's all fake. It's all fake imaginations. Nothing is happening like that in your life. You are just presenting a front as an excuse. Show. If you fight for Jesus, your family is even more united. Because it's you and your wife or your husband versus the world. Yes. You and your wife. And when you go on the mission field, it's even more you and your wife versus the world. Yes. Yes. You and your wife versus the world. Yes. Sweeter. Ke la ba sha ka. Are you listening?
Yes.
I'm ready to fight. I'm ready to fight orangus.
Yeah. I'm with you.
When I came here the last time, I said some things about some orangus. What did I say?
You said anybody that breaks the church, their life is also going to break up.
Yeah. I said it. You know, I told somebody he was getting ready to break the church and like take people. And I told him, listen, you know, he was a relative of mine. And I told him, there are two groups in the world. Those who like me and those who don't. And I told him, those who don't like me, they really don't like me. And those who like me, they really like me too. And I told him, if you tamper with the church, you join a group and I'll be forced to fight with you. I told him. Then he said to me, but you have 2,000 churches. That time we had only 2,000 churches. He said, you have 2,000 churches. Leave this one for me. I said, I will never leave even a child with you. And with anybody. No. No. You don't know what is involved. If I come to your house and say, you have three children, I'm taking one. Because you got two left. Will you accept it? No way. Yeah. So you have four children, I'm just taking one. You have three. Nonsense. I said, and me, I fight, you know. I'll fight you. I'll preach against you. I'll have scriptures to describe you. I'll write books. I'll have messages, series. I'll have camps only for you. I don't mind. One day I had a camp. Somebody was asking, are you okay? I said, I'm okay. I'm defending the church. I'm fighting for the church. Yes, I'm fighting for something good. I prefer not to have a conflict. I met a man, he said he was a Christian. I said, don't fight me. Here is money, go away with your trouble. Go away, here is money, go. He wouldn't take it. He wanted to fight. I said, okay, we fight. I have things to fight. I don't want to fight. But if you want to fight, you will say something. I'll pray about you in my room. You will say. I'll mention your name in my study and in the night. At 2 a.m. I will call your name. And arrest you in the spirit realm. Don't push me. Don't push me. You know, don't tamper with the church. Don't try to go away with any of our members. Don't try to make a little fellowship out of the church for your own personal fellowship. Even I am not claiming ownership to this church. I don't come and take anything for the church. I want the church to. I want more in islands. I want us to be united. I want us to be a family. I want us to build more churches. Do things. Don't do anything. Don't disturb us. If you want to see fire power, you see prayers, curses, psalms, proverbs. I mean speeches, words, prayers, preachings, camp meetings, teachings, books, messages, oh, videos. Leave the sheep. Leave them. Don't confuse them. You want to confuse them, you'll be confused. If you try to break the church, your life will be broken. Yes. You come back to the house and you see that the other half of your life has gone away. And your years will be shortened. I'm sending somebody to Tahiti. All the souls in Tahiti, I claim them. Any soul Jeff wins in Tahiti, I claim it. I've got my spiritual share. If you come to worry, you know what it involved to go to Tahiti. We don't even know where it is. We have to look for it on the map. You get what I'm saying? We are okay where we are. We don't have any difficulty that is making us go to Tahiti. And there's French there. Yeah. We have to go and learn how to speak a language and struggle with the people, with immigration, with this, with this. Then later you want to come and divide the people, scatter some, take some here, do this, do this. Are you listening to me? Yeah. So Paul said, I want you to know what type of great conflict I was having just because of you. Some people even have marital conflict just because of the church work. There's tension at home because of the church. And some people don't want tension. And because they don't want tension, they don't do the church. Yeah. They don't do the church. I want to save my marriage. I want to save my family. My family, my wife, my kids. Glory to God, my job. I want my children to have a good life, to have a good accent, you know, to speak like American, you know what I'm talking about? To go to university? Speak like an American? Yeah. Australian? I don't want to speak like no African. I don't want to speak like no African. I want to speak like, you know, Australian, like kind of. Wow. And some people have such a struggle just to serve God. It's not easy for everybody. Yes. It's not easy. Real conflicts. And you must decide, I'm ready to do it. You must be able. You must be like Job. If your wife goes too far, you say to her, you foolish woman. Put it up, find it in Job. Job told his wife, you are speaking like one of those foolish women. Wow. Or you're speaking like one of those foolish men. Now, when I preach and I say something about women, don't say, what about men? If you say that, you are playing table tennis with my preaching. And it's when I play, you play it back. And I play this way, you play back. Are we playing table tennis? Who is that? Somebody. Ooh. Is it on this side or on this side? Is this side? This way. This way. Then it must be in the middle. Look at what it says. It says, but he said to her, thou speakest as one of the foolish women speaketh. You're speaking like one of the foolish women. She was telling him to curse God and die. He said, don't talk that way. Don't talk about my God that way. I don't like that. And Job had to get on the bad side of his wife. I'm sure his wife didn't have a nice sex with him that day after he told her, you know, you're speaking like a foolish woman. If you tell somebody you're speaking like a foolish woman, you think she's going to come and kiss you and hug you and love you. They don't touch anymore. They don't jump at his wife. They don't flow anymore because you called me a foolish woman. I mean, I don't have a good feeling towards you. You just called me a foolish woman. I'm not in the mood. And you want me to do what? I'm not in the mood, man. What do you think? Yeah. Don't run away from conflict just because you say, I want peace. If you want to be in the house of God, there's going to be fight. Yes. Fighting. And I pray that it will not be at home. Be united at home versus the world. You together as one versus everybody outside there. In Jesus' name. Amen. Is that powerful? Are you ready to fight for Jesus? Are you ready to be a good Christian soldier? Yes. You must be a good Christian soldier, ready to fight for the Lord all the time, everywhere. Huh? You are the army of the Lord. And you must be ready to fight. Yeah. So I told the brother, if you touch the church, I'll be forced, you are my relative, but I'll be forced to be against you. And I've been against him for 15 years. Yeah. I've been against him for 15 years. I said, I am against you and what you are doing. And I'll teach my children to avoid you. God forbid, in Jesus' name.
God forbid.
You are cleansed from that spirit in Jesus' name. Amen. Are you ready to join the army of the Lord? Sit down.
Christian soldier, you can join the army, armies of the Lord, marching everywhere to to the darkest corners of this world. The Spirit of the Lord is falling on the young ones who will go for Him. God is raising men who will stand for Him today. Into the world, make disciples of all nations. Go to every tribe, every tongue, and every people. Spread the gospel of Jesus the Savior, all who believe. They shall be redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Are a Christian soldier, you can join the army, armies of the Lord, marching everywhere to the darkest corners of this world. The Spirit of the Lord is falling on the young ones who will go for Him. God is raising men who will stand for Him. I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. They shall prophesy, your sons and your daughters, and the old men shall see visions, and the young men dream. Great wonders in the heaven and the earth. You are a Christian soldier, you can join the army, armies of the Lord, marching everywhere to the darkest corners of this world. The Spirit of the Lord is falling on the young ones who will go for Him. God is raising men who will stand for Him today. He'll be your shield, He'll be your strength. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. He will be with you until the very end, the end of time. By my Spirit you will overcome. Christian soldier, you can join the army, armies of the Lord. We're marching everywhere to the darkest corners of this world. And the Spirit of the Lord is falling on the young ones who will go for Him. God is raising men who will stand for Him today. Are you a Christian soldier? You can join the army, armies of the Lord. We're marching everywhere to the darkest corners of this world. And the Spirit of the Lord is falling on the young ones who will go. Say, we will go for Jesus. God is raising men who will stand for Him today. Can I see the Christian soldiers? We will join the army, armies of the We're marching everywhere to the darkest corners of this world. And the Spirit of the Lord is falling on the young ones who will go. We will go for Jesus. God is raising men who will stand for Him today. I want to be a Christian soldier. I will join the army, armies of the Lord. of this world. The Spirit of the Lord is falling on the young ones who will go for Jesus. God is raising men who will stand for Him today. I am a Christian soldier. I can join the army, armies of the Lord, marching everywhere to the darkest corners of this world. The Spirit of the Lord is falling on the young ones. Who will go? We will go for Jesus. God is raising men who will stand for Him today. Against principalities, oh, oh. will fight a good fight to stay in the will of the Lord. I'm gonna fight a good fight, and yeah, I'm gonna fight for what is right. I'm gonna fight the enemy, fight a good fight, oh, in Jesus' name. Standing for the Lord. Oh, oh, never going back again to the world in evil ways. Here we stand. We're fighting.